is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got Lisa Beeney in. We're going to do our section. Normally we do it in one. We're going to do it in two today. We're going to separate it because, for obvious reasons. But first of all, we've got to say good afternoon, Lisa Beeney.
Good afternoon.
Or should we call you Beeney on your bike?
I was going to say, when you said that to me when I came into the studio, it made me smile. First time I've heard it, but... Yeah, we'll go with that one.
And the reason why is because you came in a month ago and you were telling us you've got an electric bike.
Yep.
And ever since then, you spend more time on your electric bike than you do at home. And I've seen so many fantastic pictures of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, it's been brilliant and I love it. It just makes it so easy to get out and about. And you can get that bit further and see places that you can't if you drive and would take you quite a long time to get there on foot. And we live on a beautiful island.
I'm seeing that. I'm very envious because the photographs say it all. And, you know, the last time when you were in, it was almost like you've been doing stuff, but I would imagine you've been fine-tuning it. Just simple questions like, how long is your battery going to last? How far are you going to get? Now you can work out and you can think, right, I can plan a few trips.
Yes, the longest I've done so far is about 2 hours. And I covered just over 15 miles. But this is 15 miles at my pace. So I still find going downhill fast scary. So I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I still stop to chat to people, take photos. For me, it's about being out there rather than how quickly I can get from A to B.
Yeah, sure. Otherwise, you miss it all.
Yes. So I still don't know how long the battery will last because I haven't got anywhere near using it all.
Right.
I think about 50-ish miles, but I haven't cycled that far yet.
No, so. You're building up to it. So next month, it'll be, more than 15, maybe. But, you haven't got to go that far to find something wonderful, have you?
No, I mean, I live in Shorewell, so whichever way you go, it's uphill to start with. But it's easy to go up Shorewell Chute. You can either turn left or right. Again, you carry on uphill. And then you've got amazing views across the island. And you can go and into forests. You can just carry on some of the chalk hills that we've got. I can go down to the beaches. It's just... brilliant.
I've got so many questions I want to ask you about your trips and so on and so forth. We'll come back to the bike in a moment. So is there anywhere, how long have you lived on the island for?
Nearly 5 years.
So you've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
But what surprised you the most when you got out and about recently? What's the thing that go, oh wow, that is incredible, I didn't even know that existed?
I think it's for views and the sheer number of bridleways there are on the island. And bridleways are designed for bikes and horses, so you know you're not going to come across a stile that you have to lift a bike over. There will always be gates. They're always really well signposted. The other thing that surprised me is how few other people I see.
Oh wow, they're not out doing the same thing then?
No, quite often I can go out, certainly if I go out after work, and not see anyone else. And that surprises me sometimes. Depends, I suppose, on how popular the area is. I mean, some days if I go out weekends, Saturday, Sunday morning, you'll see a few other people, but I wouldn't say anywhere's ever that busy.
All right, wow. And you've gone out at quite a... I would imagine, for me, I would expect it to be busy this time of year because of the weather's half decent and so on. You'd expect to see a lot more people.
You would, but... one thing I have learnt over the years is that, in general, people don't go far away from somewhere they can park.
Right.
So we see more people out walking, running and cycling over on the island than I did on the mainland. But you, in general, anywhere that's 200 or 300 metres of a car park will be busier. But away from that, you may not see anyone.
Wow, all the more reason to get out and about then, isn't it, really? Because otherwise all those other people are just clogging up the roads and being all stressed.
Yes, and this is, for me, one of my favourite times of year, because you've just got the start of the autumn colours. Cycling up through Bryston Forest, there's loads of sweet chestnuts and things around. It's just really lovely. The grounds since the rain we've had is slightly soft but not really muddy. So you're not slipping and sliding everywhere. You're not getting caked in mud all up your back. But it's just got that lovely woodland start of autumn smell.
See, I don't like autumn for the reason that it spells summer's over, but we've had an incredible summer this year and everything turned brown. What I've noticed is that everything has gone a lovely green again, hasn't it?
It has, yes. And all of the grass is green and still growing. Yeah.
So look, Beanie, on your bike. Yeah. You've got your bike, you've got your camera. How are you taking your pictures? Because they're exceptional pictures.
I'm taking them all on my mobile phone.
Right, okay. I know the mobile phones have come a long way and, you know, some people might scoff, but what you could do with a mobile phone these days is incredible.
It is. I mean, I do have what I call a proper camera, but I haven't yet taken it out on the bike because it's that much bigger and heavier. I then, I think, need to put either a bigger backpack on or panniers on the bike to carry it all. And sometimes it's just lovely going out with just about nothing with you.
What's your plans? Where are you thinking, right, the next three trips are going to be?
The next one I've actually got mapped out heads up towards Newport a bit and then right. I'm going to find some bridleways I've never been on before. I've mapped a loop round that I think is about 15 miles. But one thing I have found, some of them are a little more overgrown than others. I'm trying to avoid the very steep downhills. I've come off a couple of times already.
All right.
But only at really low speed. And perhaps if I'd been going a bit faster, I might not have come off.
Okay.
But
I know what you mean about going downhill on a bike. I don't like, just say for instance, if you're going up the same steep hill, that's just as hard. But coming down is a little bit more, at least it's not scary going up.
No, coming down, it's going down at speed scares me. But maybe that's something I'll get more used to.
Of course you will, yeah.
And I'm still, this might sound strange, learning to ride the bike off-road. So I've got a seat post that I can adjust the height of it while I'm cycling. So it's a little lever and it's a bit like an office chair that goes up and down. So when I'm going downhill, it's remembering to lower that right down. So it lowers my centre of gravity that makes it more stable and you don't feel like you're about to go over the handlebars because it's that feeling that I don't like.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm a bit concerned sometimes coming down in a car some steep hills and you think, are the brakes going to work? Because if they don't, I'm going straight through the next junction. There are a number like that. The one that's closest to me is when you go up through Carisbrook High Street and you go up towards Calbourne. Now, that's quite a steep climb. And I've often thought, I wouldn't want to go up here on a bike, but I'd like it even less coming down.
Yes, I mean, the roads on the island, I know everyone complains about island roads, but on the whole, compared to the mainland, they're quite good. I've come down some steep roads and they don't scare me as much as the flinty off-road trails.
Yeah.
But it's also making sure that you are seen on the roads. So I don't wear anything dark or black. I try and wear bright stuff, reflective stuff. Because even on a nice sunny day, I don't want to be merging in with a hedge.
No.
And somebody not see me. I'd much rather be black, bright, fluorescent. People may think I look a bit like an idiot, but I'd much rather be an idiot that's seen on the road than
very
somebody
envious.
That...
Yeah, be safe is the message. Yeah, definitely be safe. But I think it looks absolutely wonderful. I just think how free. I mean, you must feel like there's some kind of freedom when you're out and about and you're just getting out and looking and seeing things. I mean,
yes,
I would imagine there's a lot of people that don't do that. They're cooped up and they wish that they would do it. It just inspires other people to maybe get out and do it.
And the things that you see when you're out. I mean, the other evening I just stopped at the side of a field to watch because there were loads of hares in the field and I just stopped and watched them for a while stopping and watching the red kites overhead. To me, that's as much the reason that I want to get out as anything.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Hey, look, wonderful. Keep it up and keep supplying us with those pictures. I feel a book coming on soon.
You never know.
And let's be honest. That is, I hope you don't mind me saying this, because some of this might be a bit political, what I'm just about to say. You've got this thing where you're going out and you're photographing and people are seeing it and thinking and seeing how beautiful the Isle of Wight looks.
Mm.
Now, we've had two news stories in the last 7 days to do with ferries and so on, and everybody being negative. And you made the point of saying that, you know, numbers were down this summer. And you kind of alluded to the fact that, why would you come to the Isle of Wight when they're all moaning and groaning all the time about prices and stuff? We shoot ourselves in the foot, and we do, don't we?
We do. The island has an awful lot to offer, and especially if you like getting out walking, running, cycling, any outdoor activity, it is absolutely stunning and far better set up for that than an awful lot of places. We've got all our backcountry lanes that are really quiet. Some nights I can cycle back and maybe only see one other car. There aren't many places that you can go like that left in the UK. And we have it here. And yes, there are issues at times with ferries, and nobody likes paying the prices. But it's not always as extortionate as people make out. I think some of the headline numbers we see are the most expensive ferry fare anyone could find that day. And if you don't mind travelling outside of peak hours, the ferry fares can actually be almost reasonable. And if you're visiting the island, a lot of the accommodation providers can book the ferries for you at quite a discount. So that's even more of a reason to come over here, because you get to see this amazing island we live on.
Yeah, and take a look at your Facebook pictures, and you can see exactly what you're coming over here for. How wonderful. You're flying the flag for tourism. I think they ought to give you your own parking space somewhere for your bike.
Well, for one bike.
Yeah. We're going to take a break from Beanie on Your Bike, and we're going to get all electrical and gassy.